Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, it's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Kiki.
Hi.
And hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Oh, hey.
All right, this is going to throw me off all week because usually Jenna comes in on Friday.
Yes.
But you're tied up tomorrow, so you came in a day early.
Yeah, that's fine with me, man.
I'll always take it early, but fine, now I'm going to think it's Friday.
Yes, we're kicking it off early this weekend.
That's right.
It's Easter weekend.
Thursday is now first Friday. That's what I'm calling it.
Okay.
It's basically the weekend anyways. It's first Friday today, so let's treat it as such.
Well, the booze she brought is so good, we're giving you an extra day to get it because it's going off the shelves.
You're such a kiss-ass.
You like that? Lord.
All right.
Like
what that? Do we? Well, let's get right to it. You have a wonderful selection.
I do. It's kind of a variety, quite the array, if you will.
Array.
Quite the array.
I will.
Yes, you will. Okay, so one really exciting thing I want to talk about is that it is Thursday, and it worked out perfectly because we are doing a virtue cider crawl in downtown St. Joe tonight. And it's open to the public. It's just like a really casual, fun. We start at Silver Beach Pizza.
Nice.
They're going to pair theirs with a margarita. We got a nice little selection there. We go to the Boulevard. We go to the Buck. We go to Vivi's. And then we go to Plank's Tavern. So
nice.
It's going to be fun. So come on down if you're not doing anything. Starts at 6 o'clock, Silver Beach Pizza, and then we'll be trekking along the way.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And look at you, Ben, getting the sound.
Yes.
All right, so what are we going to sample first?
Well, first, we're going to sample the Virtue Cider Rosé. So I figured since we're doing the cider crawl, I'd bring one of those today.
Nice.
This is a brand new launch for us. So the first place you can have it is tonight at Silver Beach Pizza.
Awesome.
On tap. And then we're going to have cans of this coming out in April. So really excited about that.
Now, what is this? Is it? It's a
cider.
Cider.
But what's really awesome is that rosés is a really hot wine category right now. So I mean, it's huge. Like rosé all day, and you see the t-shirts and all that. You know, everyone's really into it. Frosé is like frozen rosé, which is a wine. But now the cider category is playing in that as well, and it's becoming huge.
Okay. Well, let's give it a sample-y. Hunter's already got one.
It's
yeah,
huge.
Sorry.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
He's sitting next to me.
I know. He always gets huge. First dibs. Thank you.
No, all right. Just because he likes me better.
You know what?
Oh, I love you both.
Yeah, thanks. It smells great. It smells very fancy.
Oh, yes. Very fancy. It's rosé.
Well, I like
rosé.
It a lot.
Yes, ooh, very French of us, very French.
Is that Rick Ross? Is that what that is?
I feel like I could have a fun girls' day out with that.
Yes, delicious, right?
I like the smell.
Getting drunk with the gals again.
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay, so that is coming out today, official launch.
Yes.
Nice.
And you can have it tonight.
You can have it tonight at Silver Beach Pizza, and then our other locations will feature different Virtue Cider drafts, and they're amazing, amazing lineup. So the team from Virtue will be there, our guy from Anheuser-Busch will be there, and
awesome.
All of us will be there, so come out tonight.
Do it. All right, what else? Let's move on to the next thing. That was fantastic.
Yes. All right. So we've got some summer things hitting the warehouse, right?
What are you doing over there?
Something's going on over here.
You know, I'm spilling all this all over me.
Lord.
I'm wearing half this drink.
Give me the booze.
All right. It's not even 9 o'clock.
That is awesome.
All right. So this one... And you can double dip that glass.
All right, yeah. So coming up here, I wanted to bring some fun summer things. I know we're just hitting April this weekend, but I'm telling you what, we're already getting our fun summer beers in. They're going to be on the shelf pretty soon.
Is this a blueberry lemonade?
It is. So Saugatuck Brewing Company, which is a hop, skip and a jump from here, is doing an amazing shandy this year. So we all know, you know, the Leinenkugel, the Shock Top, lemon shandies that are out there, you know. Everyone loves them. You know, it's a summertime thing. They did a blueberry lemonade shandy.
Ooh.
So this kind of was like a fluke thing where they did it in their pub last year, and it just ended up being a huge hit at the end of the summer.
You know, it seems like that happens more often than not. Like they accidentally make something and it ends up being fantastic.
A guy was walking from the kitchen out and he tripped and just dumped a bunch of blueberries into the vat.
Right.
That is amazing.
Isn't it delicious?
It's like a blueberry muffin in liquid form.
Yes.
Holy cow.
You're like a blueberry muffin.
I did not hit that. I thought I would just have like a hint of blueberry.
Yes.
That's a full on muffin in your mouth.
Yes.
Damn, that
delicious.
Is good.
Delicious.
I wasn't going to say anything about muffin in your mouth. I just let that one go.
I fed
delicious.
It to you, babe.
Thank you. You fed the blueberry muffin in my mouth? Calm down. Get a little boozy. In your mouth. Something's going to somebody's mouth, and it's this.
Brian, it's this.
It matches your muffin top.
You know what? You're the
you do
worst.
Look like a blueberry.
I've been working out
hard.
He's
on that keto diet. Remember, I've been bringing all these healthy beverages in for him because low carb,
you're just,
you know.
You're just jealous because I got pretty eyes, you bastard.
Mm. Let's be honest, you're ripped like Jesus.
You're ripped
tan,
like Jesus.
I'm not as tan as him, though. It doesn't show as well. Oh, that is fantastic.
That is really good. Yes.
Right. Now, real quick, a shandy, is that a certain type of the way it's brewed? Or
yeah, so essentially what a shandy is and what's happened with that is usually it's the base of the beer is a wheat beer.
Gotcha.
So they kind of take that wheat beer, very summer-type beer. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know the summer wheat beers are hot. Well, then they take it and they cut it with like a lemonade-type concentrate.
Okay.
So it tends to be more on the sweeter side, a little bit lower alcohol. Definitely everyone loves them, but definitely kind of feeds more into that female demographic. But
that's summertime right yep. there. That's summertime in
absolutely.
A glass. Does that come in cans at all? Do you know?
Yes, that's what's going to be in. So it's going to be cans, 6-pack cans. I obviously brought a sample today, just yes. the bottles. We just got the 6-pack cans in.
Awesome.
And draft. So
that's going on the river yep. with me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be drunk on the river with that beer right there.
And if you come out to Silver Reach Pizza tonight, they're going to have this on tap, which is new for them. So we're also going to have that on tap tonight as well. So
all right,
it's exciting.
What do we got here now? What's the next one?
Okay, so the next we're going to stick with Saugatuck. So because it's a new release, I wanted to bring this as well. It's called Paled It, which is their pale ale, just a nice, easy drinking pale ale.
Awesome.
Love pale ales. They're easy. They're kind of between the kind of the forefather of the IPA.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone loves them, and it's
ooh,
delicious. So
that is very good. And again, if you're looking for if you're kind of opening up to the craft world and,
yes.
and craft brews,
yep.
it's a great way to start.
It sure is.
And that is smooth.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah, so like Sierra Nevada is one that first like kind of started that whole pale mm-hmm. ale thing like 35 years ago, and
yeah.
then it kind of morphed into the IPA and the hop. So like the pale ale is kind of like the introduction to the IPA
mm-hmm.
hobby world.
Absolutely.
So, and this is a great one from Saugatuck.
Mm.
It is good.
It's
got a little like a little spice,
yeah.
or no, it's not spice, but a little bite to it a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that nice sharp finish. That's how I like my IPAs.
Let her explain it.
No, I like it when he does.
It's got
like
a thing
it.
That it does
to your tongue. You know what? You just stay over there and play host.
Awesome. All right, what do we got next? What's the last one?
Okay, last but not least. So we all know Bud Light, right? Bud Light's amazing and it's huge and you see it everywhere. Bud Light Lime.
I can smell this from here.
Awesome. So Bud Light Lime came out, oh gosh, roughly 10, 12 years ago, and it was a huge success. Like, who doesn't love Bud Light Lime in the summer, right?
Yep.
Well, they brought out a sister to Bud Light Lime, and we are introducing this last week into the market, Bud Light Orange.
Ooh.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a hot so, sister is what
yes,
it is.
Hot sister. very,
so
very
good.
Delicious.
What's the orange
like
soda pop?
It's a yeah. Fanta. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, like, yeah. It's got that smell on it, mm-hmm. for sure.
No, like I said, I pulled it up,
strong.
And I could smell it a good arm's length away. It's mm-hmm. got a really rich smell, and that is delightful.
Very nice. Yeah, so it still tastes like beer to me. It still tastes like Bud Light. It's not like the Rita family when that first came out and it was
yeah.
like Bud Light, but it was like a FMB, so it was
yeah.
kind of malt beverage.
Yeah.
This is still Bud Light. Like the base of the beer is Bud Light and it has a nice orange flavor, whereas like the other one is lime, you know, so it's like the sisters.
Right.
The sisters are out there this summer.
Tastes like an orange Fanta.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm telling you, it's
that
delicious.
And that is officially launching.
Officially launched this last week.
Awesome.
So we have it in 12-pack bottles and 6-pack bottles currently, and it's coming out in 12-pack cans and 25-ounce cans soon.
Oh,
good Lord.
You.
Well,
yep.
all of this was amazing. My palate is just dancing with the glee. blueberries, that one's from, but that orange one, too. I feel
love
like,
the Bud Light
I feel
orange.
Like that would
seriously?
Pair
that
well
be
with
my
like
summer
a,
drink, for sure.
Like a nice
I'm a Bud
salmon.
Light girl, so.
Like a nice grilled salmon.
Oh, yeah, for
a
sure.
That would be
salmon?
Great.
Yes. Look at you food
ooh,
pairing
thank
now.
Thank you. God, I'm
jeez.
Good.
Jeez, bro.
I was thinking more breakfast. You know, pancakes and orange Bud Light.
We need to do like a continued podcast session where you start pairing a food.
Yes, I would love that. After we all drink one of these,
that's
you start
right.
pairing stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes.
This one goes well with my Fruit Loops.
Yes.
All right. Well, these are all amazing. And then tonight, downtown St. Joe.
Yes. Yep, we kick off the Virtue Cider crawl. It's going to be awesome. We got a lot of people already signed up. And it's not even a sign up. Everyone's saying they're coming on Facebook.
Yep.
We hope you guys come out. If you can make one, you can make two, you make any. We'd love
yeah.
to have you out.
Awesome.
So.
Well, Jenna, thank you so much as
thank
always.
You.
And
thank you,
everyone can hear more at WIRX.com. We'll have this podcasted. Kiki's going to post something on Facebook, I'm sure.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. Mm-hmm.
She's Insta.
Hashtag. Mm. Drinks. All right, that's the best I could come up with. All right, hey, bud, we'll see you guys next time.